Amen. Come on, just give God one more praise offering.
Amen, amen.
Tonight, we're going to war.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say that again. Tonight, we are going to war.
Oh, yes.
And I trust that we have got people with us tonight that are dressed to kill, that have got a mentality and a mindset to take apart, to dismantle and disarm every plan, every weapon and every device of the enemy Satan. Amen. Come on. We serve an amazing, almighty, powerful God. Ay, 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 ay. Maybe that's just me. You see, God is a reality to me. It is a lifestyle. I live, I walk, I operate within His supernatural power. I'm telling you that I'm living in a bubble of the supernatural. Meaning where I move, the environment around me changes. It is no longer me bringing the supernatural into the natural, but it's rather now me taking the natural into the supernatural. Where I go, the environment around me changes to what I carry. Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Martin on YouTube, we have Adele saying, I receive amen. Renise is saying, amen, praise God, I receive it in Jesus' name. Rufilwe is saying, I receive. Flusha is saying, amen.
Listen, as believers, we need to learn how to take our battles from the natural into the supernatural. Are you guys with me?
That's
we
right.
need to learn how to take the battle from the natural to the supernatural. Tonight I will get into the second part of spiritual warfare. 15 strong men that is made mention of in the Word of God that we are faced with. And the way that we overcome these strong men is by taking the battle from the natural into the supernatural.
Yes, yes.
I hope that you guys are hearing me. You cannot fight the spiritual battle in the natural.
That's right.
You have to learn how to take it from the natural into the supernatural.
Oh, yes.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
There are certain strong men assigned to certain regions. There are certain strong men assigned to certain people. And it is only once you can recognize the fruits, the manifestations of these strong men, that you'll be able to deal with the fruits of it, with the roots of it. Once you deal with the roots of something, the entire tree with the fruit that it bears will die and wither away. It is only once that you can recognize the manifestation, the different manifestations of certain strong men.
That's right.
That you'll be able to dismantle and disarm the strong men itself, and the fruit, the manifestations of it, will die and be taken out of your life.
Yes.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Listen, the Bible says that Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
Amen.
And he came across a prophecy that was released by the prophet Jeremiah, stating that the 70-year Babylonian captivity will end. It will end after 70 years. When Daniel found this prophecy, they passed the deadline already.
Sure.
It was already past 70 years. And he said, listen, I'm going to fast and I'm going to pray that God will still hold fast to this promise.
Yes.
And that He will not let it go.
Come
yes,
on.
Yes.
And so he fasted and he prayed. And when the angel Gabriel came back after 21 days, he said that, listen, Daniel, the moment from day one that you have made your request known, we have received it in heaven. But it took us 21 days to fight and to wake up, make our way through the evil forces of darkness in heavenly dimensions, and to make our way through a strong man, through the prince of Persia.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
At that moment, listen, you need to understand. At that time, there was a king, and he was known as Cyrus in the natural. But in the supernatural, in the spiritual dimension, there was a strong man assigned to that region, and he was known as the Prince of Persia.
Yes, yes.
But in the physical, King Cyrus was not the one in control. in the supernatural, there was a strong man assigned over that region.
Yes, that's right.
That was governing and reigning and ruling over the king Cyrus in the natural, making his choices for him.
Yes, that's right.
But when a man that was filled with the power of God decided that he was going to fast and pray, he broke through the forces. He broke through the barriers of darkness.
Come on.
And he destroyed the strong man that was assigned over that region.
Right.
Because of his fasting and his prayer, the angels of heaven could come through and deliver a message from heaven. Are you guys with me?
Amen.
Yes, yes.
There are certain strong men that have been assigned.
Pastor Martin, there's just some comments on YouTube. People are saying they are ready to learn and fight, that they want to be on fire.
Amen.
A lot of people. I don't know if there's people that are ready to learn and fight, or they know how to fight already. Because there's a strong man that made its way onto the stage past all the people in this service here.
And on Facebook, we have Rencher saying, love the warrior. I am ready for war.
That's not a warrior. That's a strong man.
Listen. You need to acknowledge the fact that you are caught up in a battle.
Come on.
And I guarantee that in your spiritual walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will face many strong men.
Yes.
The problem is many do not even recognize the battle they are caught up in. Secondly, they do not even know the weapons they've been given to fight with in this spiritual battle. Amen?
Amen.
These are things that we will be getting into tonight. Daniel fasted. I'm already giving you weapons on how to destroy certain strong men.
Come on.
He fasted and he prayed. And when he fasted and he prayed, it empowered the angels of heaven. It gave them the ability to come through and deliver a message of heaven. Are you guys with me? Listen, David, King David, was a man that knew and understood how to take a battle from the natural into the supernatural. Are you guys with me? When he came to the battlefield, and I've told this story before, when David came to the battlefield, facing a man more than six times his size, he quickly had to find a weakness in the strong man that he was facing.
That's right.
He had to find a weakness. Understand that it was physically impossible for this man, David, to defeat this man. He was a highly skilled and trained warrior.
Yes, yes.
In the physical, this thing was impossible. He quickly had to find a weakness. And he responded and said, this uncircumcised Philistine will fall at my feet in this day. Encounter,
right.
I'm telling you tonight.
Come on.
The strong men that you've been facing in this night,
oh, yes.
You will see them falling down by
That's
your
right.
feet. But they will no longer prevail against you. The Bible says that Goliath came out over a period of 40 days. He came out twice a day. In other words, he came out a total of 80 times over 40 days. Amen?
Amen.
For 39 days, the battle were in their favor against the Israelites. Because for 39 days, this strong man named Goliath made his way down into that valley. And the Bible says that he cursed and that he mocked the armies of God. Listen
That's
to
right.
this. He mocked the armies of God. But on the 40th day when he came down, that is on the day that King David, or when David arrived at the scene, a champion arrived at the scene on the 40th day. And he said, what is this that I'm hearing? On that day, Goliath made the biggest mistake of his life.
Yes.
As he did not mock the armies of God, but on that day he mocked the God of the armies.
That's right.
And right at that moment he took the battle from the natural into the supernatural.
Amen.
And that is when King David could see something no one else could see, and he said, today this uncircumcised Philistine will come fall down at my feet. Circumcision was a sign of covenants.
Yes, yes.
Covenants standing under the covenant with the true living God.
Come on.
He saw a man standing in front of him that was not under covenants. Especially not under covenant with the true living God.
Oh, yes.
He said, this uncircumcised Philistine, you will fall at my feet in this night.
That's right.
Listen, the Bible says many times throughout the New Testament, made mention of Jesus Christ as being the son of David. And so meaning that before time began, there was a connection between David and the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand that when David went down into that valley, facing Goliath, Goliath was no longer facing David.
Oh, yes.
But he was facing the son of David.
Come on.
The one that sent him. And that That's is right. our Lord and Savior, King Jesus
yes.
Christ. The battle was taken into the supernatural. David knew that, listen, I cannot fail. I've got this because my God is with me. 40 days, 39 days, the battle were in the Philistines' favor. There's 39 books in the Old Testament. For 39 books, the enemy Satan came in and he destroyed God. He tried to destroy God's people. But in the 40th book, in the New Testament, and the book of Matthew, a king was born,
Amen.
A champion was born,
Come
and
on.
Stepped from eternity into time,
yes.
and his name is Lord Jesus Christ. And the battle was taken from the natural into the supernatural.
Yes, yes.
Blood was shed. A covenant was made. We cannot fail. Victory is guaranteed.
Oh, yes.
As it is guaranteed tonight,
that is right.
without a doubt, I'm telling you, encounter, that victory is yours. It is guaranteed. It has been signed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
You stand under the covenant. You cannot fail.
Oh yes.
We need to learn how to take the battle from the natural into the supernatural.
Oh yes.
Say it is mine.
It is mine.
Before I go completely mad tonight, do we have any comments?
Yes, Pastor Martin. We have Cynthia on Facebook saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We have Christine saying, the battle belongs to God. We have Maraline saying, Hallelujah, Jesus is my Savior. Nadine is saying, Amen, for I am a child of God. Therefore, victory is mine.
Amen. Amen. This is a very real thing. Strong men. There are 15 strong men made mention of through the Word of God. We started last week. I'm quickly going to recap. I'm just going to make mention of them. And I think we went up until point number 6. I'll go from 7 onwards tonight.
Yes, yes.
And then how to defeat, how to overcome, how to dismantle and disarm these strong men and
Come
to
on.
Render them powerless. Amen.
Amen.
And so let me get into this. I'm going to just quickly recap. You need to understand that when a strong man has been assigned, that he will manifest in various forms.
Come on.
And
come on.
What we tend to do as believers, we tend to deal with the fruits, with the symptoms,
yes.
and not with the roots.
Yes, that's right.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And so we started with the first one was a jealous spirit. Strong man number one was a jealous spirit. And this spirit manifests as the spirit of suspicion, the spirit of anger, the spirit of rage, the spirit of revenge, and the spirit of murder. So this is what I've made mention of last week, is saying that, listen, so what people will do is someone will act out and there will be anger and rage, and we will rebuke and say, you devil of rage, I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, what you're doing is good, but what you're doing is you're cutting off a branch of the tree.
That's right.
All. It will grow back, and that's when you find cycles until you deal with the root of it.
Yes, yes.
Then the entire tree will die with the fruits that it carries. Are you guys with me?
Amen.
And that was a lying spirit. And the second strong man was called a lying spirit. A lying spirit. And this demon also manifests in the form of adultery, profanity, vanity, and superstition. Strong man number 3 was a familiar spirit, and a familiar spirit manifests through astrology, horoscopes, fortune telling, and the occult.
Yes.
A strong man, and number four, I'm just recapping up until point number six, where I'll go on. Point for those who have missed this last week, it is available on our website. You can go and get that. Pastor Chris, you can maybe just...
Pastor Martin, and it's also still available on our Facebook page and on our YouTube channel. And I want to encourage every single person not to miss out on these teachings and these messages. They are well in season and on time for every single believer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And I see it just, Pastor Martin.
Yes.
People are already saying we cannot fail. No doubt, I take victory. It is amazing. It's not. We're not thinking if maybe we'll be victorious. We take victory by force.
That was right.
David's catapult, that very slingshot that created his whole future.
Yes.
We're given every single tool to overcome every single strong man and Goliath in our way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Strong man number four was a perverse spirit, also known as a seducing spirit, deceiving spirit, or the spirit of error. All the same name.
Come on.
And this spirit will manifest through false doctrine, false teachings, false religions. It hates God. It also manifests as lust. And then it was strong man number five was the spirit of heaviness, which manifests itself as grief, as despair, hopelessness, a rejection, self-pity, and even gluttony. And then there was a strong man number six, which was the last one, and that was the spirit of whoredom.
Yes.
Amen. And that is where we've ended off. And tonight I will go on with number seven. And so I hope that and I trust that you have got your notepads and your pens ready. When you take something serious, you'll note it down. Amen.
Amen.
And so strong man number seven, I'm going to go fast. Strong man number seven is the spirit of infirmity. The spirit of infirmity. And you can put on the screen for me Luke chapter 13, 1-3 verse 11, in New King James Version. Luke chapter 13 verse 11. And here we've got Jesus, and he was speaking in the synagogue. I'm going to go through a lot of scriptures tonight to back up everything that I'm saying. Amen. I'm going to be jumping between versions. You can read whatever version you're comfortable with. I love the King James.
Amen.
And but you can read whatever you're comfortable with. So here we've got Jesus Christ. He's speaking in one of the synagogues. And he's saying, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. Listen, so here we see the spirit of infirmity. What did Jesus do? He called the woman to him. Put on for me verse 12. And this is what he did. Go next. And this is what Jesus did. He called the woman to him. And he said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." He said, "Woman, look, you are loose from this demon. You are loose from this evil spirit." He spoke directly to the evil spirit.
Yes, yes.
Even though he spoke to the woman, his words were directed to the devil operative in her life.
That's right.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
I hope that you're hearing me tonight. It is for spiritual people. This message is not for the spiritual immature. But you have come of age in Counter Church.
Come on.
And this is therefore for you. Amen.
Amen.
He spoke directly to the spirits. But look at, you can pick up God's tone of voice when Jesus spoke. He said, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." He spoke with authority and he spoke with boldness.
Yes.
I have seen many that how they've tried to cast out a demon with a Mickey Mouse voice. Begging that thing to leave. Begging that thing to leave. You will need boldness and the authority of heaven. Mark my words, when you are faced with someone that is manifesting and that demon is manifesting, you better know that you know and that you know that you stand in a relationship with the true living God and that you are filled with His word.
Yes,
that
yes.
When you say, "I command you, You spirit of infirmity, get out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That you speak with the authority and with the power and with the boldness of heaven.
Yes.
This will only come when you stand in relationship with the true living God.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
People will try to cast out demons, but they cannot even pray. They do not even know one verse in the Word of God. They don't. There's no relationship.
Come on.
Nothing. But you want to cast out demons. You want to change. How? Relationship with God is of the utmost importance. I think I've said this last week. Be careful not to get caught up so much with the things of God that you miss God.
Sure, that's
right. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
It's a very fine line. You can never neglect your relationship with God. It is of the utmost importance. Amen?
Come on.
Amen.
Strongman number 8. A deaf and dumb spirit, also known as the spirit of death. Deaf and dumb spirit, also known as the spirit of death. Listen, when Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, there's a large crowd that came to him. And one of the men in the crowd stepped forward and they said the following. You can put this on the screen for me. Mark chapter 9. And yeah, I'm going to jump between versions, Eckhart. Mark chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. Start with the New King James Version. Are you guys with me still?
Yes, yes.
Come on.
I'm only warming up.
Amen.
Come on.
Okay, so this is the New King James, right? And it says, then one of the crowds answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. Go on for me. And wherever it seizes him, in other words, whenever this demon starts to manifest, I don't know if you've even... Just by the raising of your hands, and maybe Alicia, you know, the people watching and connecting with us over live stream,
yes,
you can
yes.
Let us know if you have ever encountered a true manifestation where a demon is really manifesting.
Amen. Pastor Martin,
I see a few hands.
A few nice ones. I mean, big ones. I mean.
Hey, listen. People
had,
are quick to say, oh, yeah.
We've had some fun ones.
I'll never forget my Pastor Chris and myself the first time that we casted out a demon or demons. The first time ever.
Legion.
I think it was here in Krugersdorp, wasn't it?
It was actually here around the corner.
Sorry?
It was here around the corner.
Yeah, it was here in Krugersdorp where we had our first night of fun
it was
in church.
On the corner of Strongman and Principality.
There we go. Listen, let me tell you the story. It was brilliant. And this man was one man ran. I'll never forget it. I can still hear that voice. He ran to the front. He tried to commit suicide that night. He ended up in church. He couldn't even remember how he got to church, but he got to church. He ran to the front. And you could hear the desperation in this man's voice as he shouted. I mean, everyone, it got silent in an instant. This man shouted to the top of his, like loud, says, God, where are you? God, where are you? And he came to the front and threw himself down. And prophet was busy preaching. And I remember the prophet was walking that side. The man threw himself down this side. And prophet was at that stage, at this end of the stage. And this guy's yelling, God, where are you? And prophet stopped. He turned around and looked at the guy. The moment that he made eye contact with prophet Leon, the man bent backwards and he levitated up from the floor.
Yeah. He literally was suspended in the air, bound like that.
Yes.
And that's when we saw white people become white.
And then you could see who's the real Christians in the building. And so they got up. The man got up and he wanted to go for prophet. And prophet said, he just said, in the name of Jesus. And the man fell down. I said, Martin and Chris, go deliver this guy. I'm like, excuse me? So yeah, we carried the guy. I mean, he's like, he's out. And so we carried the guy to the back.
And Pastor Martin, if you remember when Prophet bound that guy, you would hear the bones cracking.
Yeah. Yeah, you could hear.
People
how
don't
this,
understand manifestation.
Listen, this guy was in pure torment as this demon is...
Yeah.
Is,
every time he would try and make a decision...
Yeah.
The demon would like afflict him with pain and you would hear the bones going
sure
yeah
It was heavy.
And so we took the guy to the back. And I'll remember that we carried him, and Pastor Chris didn't even, he just touched the floor, putting him down. And then he got up.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking from his back, like this, just got up in front of you. And then his eyes will turn black. And he will start to curse God.
Yeah.
And this guy got angry. I mean, he got like really angry. You could hear that when the demon is manifesting, that this guy got frustrated, he got angry, started pushing us. It got really violent really fast.
Even you try to put mental suggestions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like severe ones.
When that's, even his voice changed. You better know when that demon starts to speak to you. I thought to myself, I looked at Chris, I'm like, what? Now listen, we've seen Prophet cast out demons, but when you're in this situation, you kind of go black. Yeah. So I'm looking at Chris. This guy's cursing God. His eyes is black. The demon is speaking. I'm looking at Chris for a moment. I'm like, what the heck? Listen, this guy was violent, pushing Pastor Chris. Then he's pushing me. And we cast. Listen to this. And we try to, it's like, I bind you, devil. Nothing happens. In the name of Jesus, nothing happens.
Pastor Martin, if you remember when you still looked at me and you went like this.
Yeah.
He looked at you and he went, you have Judas in you.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't understand, like, if I tell you, possessed.
Bad.
You and, watch how the guy's face switches and contorts, yes. His appearance change in front of you.
Yes.
And remember, we have never ever cast out ourselves out of ourselves even yet.
No. I was barely saved. Listen, so that was training ground. Training day.
Yeah.
That movie Training Day.
And remember, you said, don't come out of that room until the demon has been cast out.
Yeah. And
you must know, we're going there, we're like, yeah.
Exactly.
And I cast the demon out, and the demon is like, you Judas.
I'm like, whoa. And so we're like, in the name of Jesus, come out. Nothing happens. So now you start to doubt yourself.
That's right.
He was laughing at us the whole time.
Yeah, he was laughing. And Pastor Chris looked at me and says, no, wait, hang on. And so he grabbed, because now the guy is really violent and out of control. So he grabbed the guy and he pulled him in. Pastor Chris pulled him in. Now listen to this. And he pressed his head against his forehead. Now this guy, this demon is struggling now. He's now feeling the fire. It's getting very hot, very fast. And he's trying to get loose. Violence. And Chris says, Jesus loves you. And he released the love of the Father. Yeah. And that man went, and he dropped. And the demon came out.
Come on.
Amen.
The love of the Father.
Come on. Come on.
It is the most powerful weapon against any strong man.
Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
That man fell down to the ground and he was set free. And then we could start cast out certain things. Then we said, okay, this thing.
Yes, yes.
Listen, when that man came out, he was full of light.
Come on.
Come on.
You could see it in his face. He changed. There was peace upon him. Love of the Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Martin on Facebook, we have Rensha saying yes. We have Zelda saying, true manifestation. Saw it at F1. We have Sarah saying, yes, I saw as well.
Listen,
Pastor Martin, F1 is lightweight session.
Listen, F1 sessions, we have fun.
That's right.
That first night that we had that deliverance, listen, we had the one encounter night, we had a deliverance night. It was a deliverance night. I don't think the people were quite ready for what happened there that night. Listen, if you can't really explain it, you have to be there to experience it. And I remember we were a full team, with Prophet and a full team. He prayed for us. We were standing with him, and the people were standing in a circle around the building, and a prophet just said, okay, go now. And when he said now, you could listen all over the auditorium. People started screaming.
Yes, yes.
Demons were screaming out of people.
That's right.
Like all over. And you just saw the teams like splitting up into every direction, laying hands. It was holy chaos that night.
Yes, yes.
Pastor Martin, but there was also the one encounter night that we had where that little girl picked me up.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
And we're talking about like a 14-year-old girl. Literally.
A little girl. Both Pastor Chris and someone even bigger than Pastor Chris.
Yeah.
Picked them up like this. And they're hanging in the air.
The biker guy.
And when they couldn't constrain her, she ran to prophet. And again, he pointed his finger and said, in the name of Jesus. And that woman fell to the ground.
Amen.
Done. Delivered.
And understand, amen, when that demon falls hard.
Yes.
Hard. Yes. So, this is a very real thing.
Come on.
And so, where were we now? And wherever it seizes him, in other words, when this thing starts to manifest, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples. Sounds familiar. That they should cast it out, but they could not. At least, luckily we could do it. Well, God did it. But nonetheless, but they could not do it. Put on for me this verse in the King James Version. I want to show you something. Look at that word rigid. And he became rigid. And it says there, and foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and burneth away.
Come on.
You guys with me? Just remember that I'm going to get back to that now. And so this thing is manifesting. Now listen, when we look at the same story in the book of Matthew, you don't have to put this on, or maybe put it on. Matthew chapter 17, verse 15. Just stay with me. I want to show you something. King James Version. Matthew chapter 17, verse 15. And it says, this is the same man, and he spoke, and he said the following. He said, Lord, have mercy on my son. Listen to this. For he is a lunatic and sore vexed. Put on for me the New King James. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's an epileptic. I'm giving you the manifestations of this deaf and dumb spirit. This is how this thing manifests.
Come on.
It says here that, listen, this boy, he was at a very young age. And that he was an epileptic. He had epileptic seizures.
That's right.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
He was insane. Not in his right mind anymore. He was a lunatic.
Amen.
Are you guys with me?
Amen.
And then it says that he was spinning away. He became rigid, meaning that he was not eating. And he was slowly fading away.
Come on.
He was tormented by this evil spirit. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And go back for me to Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And so this demon manifests in the form of insanity.
Come on.
Sure.
Epileptic seizures.
Pastor Martin.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you remember that first time that you took me out with Stefan for evangelism, with yourself and Josh. And Stefan was praying for the guy that had a stroke at the age of 17. He was lame on the whole right hand side of his body.
Yes.
And Stefan was praying for a healing. And then I pointed at the leg and I said, this guy is not lame or anything. There's a demon in him.
Yes.
And when I pointed at the leg, how the leg snapped out and how the demon moved into his stomach. And then when we cast the demon out, that the guy was able to walk again. But sure, he was lame on his whole right hand side with paralysis for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Sure. But it was a demon that was causing him to be lame.
You need to understand that many times your healing is locked up in your deliverance.
Come on.
Many Come times on. You first have to go through deliverance to receive your healing.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
The Bible says, you don't have to put this on, you can take notes of this, but the Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 6 verse 13, and this is out of the NIV version, and it says, and listen, first, they drove out many demons,
yes,
and then anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
Wow.
Once the demons were casted out,
wow,
healing took place.
Come on.
Are you guys with me?
Amen.
Again in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 1 and verse 2. It's right throughout scripture. It's a common principle. And it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority. First, to cast out demons.
Come on.
Then to cure diseases.
Sure.
Then to go out and proclaim the gospel. And then to heal the sick. Many times you need to understand that your healing is locked up in your deliverance.
Amen.
Amen.
When you deal with the fruits, when you deal with the roots, everything else will follow.
Come on.
Are you guys with me? It's
Come
exactly
on.
What happened there.
Come on. Yes. Come on.
And so we try to pray for healing. But you know, when you see me pray for people for healing,
Amen.
I need the ability to discern if there is something else going on here.
That's right.
Sure.
And Pastor Martin, if you remember, we asked him, where does he come from? Tell us about your family and family
yes.
history. And that was actually how I was able to find the demon.
Yes.
And if the people know from F1, and if you've been through training, you will know how even myself and Pastor Martin, how we ask people questions about things that they battle with, like unforgiveness yes. and things like that, because we want to locate the exact stronghold and demon
Amen.
That is binding that person.
Yes. Amen. And so Mark chapter 9 verse 20. So this boy is suffering. This demon is tormenting this boy. And look what happened. Mark chapter 9 verse 20. Put on for me the King James Version. So they brought this boy to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And look what happened. When he saw him, when this demon, not the boy, when the demon saw, because this is a deaf and dumb spirit. And when this demon saw him, the Lord Jesus Christ, straight away the spirit teared him. And he fell on the ground. Put on the New King James very quickly. Sorry. There's certain things that I want to show you, and you're not going to understand it in this version. And so he fell on the ground. So this demon, listen, look at it. Immediately, the spirit convulsed him. And he took the boy and he threw him down on the ground, foaming at the mouth. He was having a seizure. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And so, go for me to verse 22. So after this thing have happened, the Lord Jesus Christ asked the Father, listen, how long has this thing been going on? And the Father replied from a very young age. And then we end up at this verse, and he says that, listen, even oftentimes the spirit will manifest and it will cast him into the water. It will cast him into the fire to destroy him. It is a suicidal demon.
Come on.
Oftentimes this thing will throw him into the fire or into the water to destroy him.
Sure.
Are you guys with him?
Yes, yes.
And so the Father responded saying that, listen, God, listen to this. But if you can do anything, this man is asking the Lord Jesus Christ, he's saying that if you can do anything, have compassion on us and please help us, Lord. Go for me to verse 23. I love this answer Jesus gives. There's a key locked up in this. Are you guys still with me?
Amen.
Listen, this demon caused this boy to become suicidal. Amen.
Amen.
And this is where Jesus said that, listen, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Come on.
If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Encounter Church, I'm telling you this night, if you can take the word of God
oh, yes.
and you can come to a place and reach a level
and
where you believe everything written therein,
come on.
Everything will become possible.
Oh, yes.
Say,
I believe
that I have been given the power.
I
have been given the authority.
That I have been given the authority.
To trample upon snakes and scorpions. And to overcome.
And to overcome.
All the power.
Of the enemy.
Say,
I believe it.
It is my portion.
It is my portion.
This is my cup.
I
receive a full measure thereof.
And I receive a full measure
right
thereof.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
I take it by authority.
As a son and daughter of God.
And
I beat out every plan, weapon, device, and assignment of Satan. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, give him a praise offering.
Come on. Amen.
Put on for me verse 24. This is where the man cried out. And he says, God, you know what I believe. Look at this. He says, I believe. But help my unbelief. Verse 25. Listen, pay very close attention to what Jesus does next. Look at this. He rebuked the unclean spirit by saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. You're not seeing what I'm seeing here.
Come on.
Remember that it's a deaf and dumb spirit.
Yes, yes.
The boy might be deaf and dumb, but the Spirit is not.
Come on.
The Lord Jesus knew exactly what he was doing here.
That's right.
He was not addressing the boy no longer.
Yes.
This thing was taken to the supernatural.
Come on.
The Lord Jesus Christ might have looked at the boy, but he saw the Spirit operating behind the scenes, and he said, "Duff, you deaf and dumb spirit.
Yes, yes.
I command you, that deaf and dumb spirit can hear clearly.
Come on.
I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Verse yes. 26. Then the Spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and he came out of him. And he became one as dead. But many even said that, listen, he's dead.
Sure.
The thing was out. There was a sense of peace upon this man. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And he arose. And he was set free.
Come on.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Listen, this boy was insane. He was an epileptic. He was suicidal. He was not in his right mind. But the Spirit itself was not deaf.
Yes, yes.
Are you guys getting this?
Yes.
If you cannot recognize the fruit or the manifestation of certain spirits, you will not be able to deal with the root of it.
Sure, that's right.
And so this thing manifests itself as insanity, epilepsy, or suicide. Amen?
Amen.
Let me hurry up because I think my time is already, I'm already over time. Strongman number 9, the spirit of fear. Now, this is the most prominent spirit in operation in the lives of the majority of people. The spirit of fear. Listen, when fear strikes, there will be torment, there will be terror, there will be worry, timidity against suicide. You will even have certain sicknesses from this spirit, like heart attacks.
Sure.
Heart diseases from the spirit of fear. And the feeling of being inferior. You guys with me?
Yes.
In fact, all phobias are from the spirit. Like the fear of height, the fear of failing, the fear of spiders, fear of closed spaces, claustrophobia. It is because of a spirit of fear. Are you guys with me?
Amen.
Amen. Listen, those who always sensing danger are caught up or bound by the spirit. It will leave you in a state of paralysis. You will find many times the people that are under a spirit of fear or controlled by a spirit of fear, they will have these panic attacks that leaves you in a state of paralysis.
Sure.
It will feel like I'm out of breath, I'm panicking, it feels like I'm having a heart attack. It's the spirit of fear.
Sure.
Are you guys
on.
With me?
Yes.
And it needs to be dealt with. Listen, it is God's desire for us to serve Him without fear. Put on for me Luke chapter 1 verse 74. New King James. Luke 1 verse 74. And it says there that that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And so for us to serve him without fear, we need to establish what will cause fear. The thing that will cause fear is sin. When we deliberately sin, we lose confidence. And fear will come in.
That's
listen,
right.
without a question, fear is always as a result of certain sins. It causes you to lose confidence. I counsel many people. And there's some, let me not go there tonight, no. Amen.
Amen.
When Adam and Eve fell for the lies of Satan and they ate of the fruit, they hid themselves as the Lord Jesus, as God came into the garden in the cool of the day, they hid themselves.
Come on.
And God said, listen, where are you, Adam? And he said, listen to this. Maybe put this on the screen for me. Genesis chapter 3, verse 10. King James. And it says, and Adam replied, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and so I hid myself. Listen, the moment that you allow sin to come back into your life, fear will come back. Are you guys with me?
Yes,
now,
yes.
There are two different types of fear that you need to recognize. There's a godly fear, and there is a satanic, demonic fear.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It is a command of God that we fear Him. This type of fear will bring wisdom, a revelation, and knowledge and understanding. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 10 and 11, this is out of the NIV version. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 and verse 11, it says, and the fear of the Lord, listen to this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen?
Amen.
It's a godly type of fear. It is a good type of fear. It will bring wisdom into your life. Listen, this godly type of fear will motivate you to move and stay within the perfect will of God. Put on for me Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. New King James. We need to hurry up. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7, and it says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. Amen?
Amen.
Prepared an ark for the saving of his households. On the other hand, the satanic and demonic type of fear will cause you to behave in a different way. It will control your behavior.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Put on the screen for me quickly. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. King James. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. And it says there that there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear.
Yes, yes.
Because fear has torments. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen.
Amen.
So godly fear will motivate you. It will push you. It will cause you to do greater. It will cause you to become greater.
Yes, yes.
But satanic and demonic fear will always dominate and push you down. Keep you in subjection.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
So, okay, that's all good and well. But now, what is the cure for this fear? It actually rhymes. What is the cure for the fear? I love it. What is the cure for the fear? And it's not what you think it is. Sorry? No, it's not money.
Break it down for us.
Not this time. It's righteousness.
Come on.
Righteousness. Say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Put on the screen for me Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. 1-4. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14, New King James. And it says, in righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. For you shall not fear.
Come on.
And from terror. For it shall not come near you.
Yes,
and
yes.
Righteousness. Listen, when we look at the spiritual armor, there's three things actually connected with this thing that you need to understand that will cause the spirit of fear to depart from your life. It is the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the gospel of peace.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Righteousness. First and foremost, you need the belt of truth, knowledge of the word of God. For you to understand that, listen, I am the righteousness of the true living God. And from that part you walk and you move into the gospel of peace. Now you need to understand that the gospel of peace is represented by the shoes. It's called the shoes of peace. Now it didn't look like this. It was shoes fitted with spikes underneath it.
Sure.
That will enable you to climb over rocky mountains, unstable places.
Yes, yes.
And then when you're on the battleground, it will cause you to be set firmly into place.
Come on.
Now you need to understand that the Roman soldiers were the greatest warriors.
That's right.
They understood battle. Amen?
Amen.
When they would fight, they understood something like battle formation. It will be shield against shield. Their feet fitted with spikes, and they are firmly set into, planted into the ground. And they've got shield against shield.
Yes, yes.
So that when the enemy attacks, they can withstand the blow. They do not even move. They stand unshaken.
Come on.
They are firmly planted.
That's right.
And with one movement, as one unit, they will strike with a spear.
Amen, amen.
Or with a sword, and strike down the enemy. Then the shield will come back up again. Which is faith?
Come on.
The breastplate of righteousness protects all the vital organs. It protects the hearts. And when we speak of the hearts in the spirit, we speak of your spiritual mind. And this is where the enemy attacks. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter, you don't have to put this on, 20:27. It says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Meaning it searches all the inward parts, the deeper parts of the mind, of the heart.
Yes, yes.
The deeper thoughts of the heart. Breastplate of righteousness. It protects the vital organs. This is where the enemy attacks. It speaks of the mind. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
I hope it makes sense. 2 Timothy, our favorite scripture. We all know this scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, King James. And it says that for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Because this is where the enemy attacks. This is where fear will creep in. It comes through suggestions.
Yes, that's right.
Doubt will creep in. You will start to question yourself. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And when you allow sin, it is removing the breastplate of righteousness.
Sure.
Confidence is taken away. Your mind is bare open. And the enemy attacks. Listen, do you know what this... Understand this. Satan... is not the name of Lucifer. We think it's his name. Satan is a job description.
Come on.
His name is Lucifer. Satan is a job description.
That's right.
It means to beat and to beat and to beat.
Sure.
Until you break through.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Spirit of fear. I need to finish off. Strong man number 10. The spirit of pride. Spirit of pride. Now listen, understand that not all pride is bad. When your child is doing good in school, you are proud of him.
Yes.
I'm proud of the fact that I'm being called a son of the true living God.
Amen.
I'm proud of it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not speaking about that. That's normal. It's normal type of... So I'm not speaking about this. When an evil type of pride manifests, it will manifest as arrogance, conceit, and egotism. Amen. Put on for me Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18. New King James. Proverbs chapter 16, 1:6 verse 1:8. And it says, pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before I fall. Amen. The manifestations of this causes a person to mock others and become stubborn. And the Bible says that stubbornness is the same as idolatry.
Sure, come on.
Amen.
Amen.
They feel they have all the answers and just won't listen to anyone. This spirit cannot submit to authority. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 10. Put that on for me. This spirit will also cause contention, strife, fighting, anger. New King James, yes. And it says, by pride comes nothing but strife. Amen?
Amen.
By pride comes nothing but strife. It produces anger. I'm just giving you scriptures to back up what I'm saying. It produces anger. Put on Proverbs 21:24. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 24. King James this time. King James. And it says, proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. It speaks of anger. Amen. Let me just quickly run through this. Strong man number 11. The spirit of bondage. Yes. Bondage is an actual spirit.
Sure.
The spirit of bondage. Amen.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8 verse 15, New King James Version. And it says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba Father.
Come on.
Listen, note that this spirit also manifests as fear. It is very important that you discern what spirit that you are dealing with. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, those who have the spirit of bondage are continually in anguish and torment. Put on for me Exodus chapter 6 verse 9. I don't know, New King James Version. It says, so, I just want to see. Yeah. It says, so Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, many times people find themselves in bondage by choice.
That's right.
Amen. Every person who is addicted is bound by the spirits. Whether it involves drugs, alcohol, tobacco, pornography, overeating, gambling, compulsive shopping, whatever habits that cannot be broken. These are habits that you should break.
Sure.
Any addiction is because of the spirit of bondage.
Come on.
And so you will say, I come against the spirit of pornography. No, no. You're attacking the wrong thing here. And we make mistakes as we go along. And our deliverance is not effective because we're not dealing with the roots.
Come on.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Strongman number 12. Almost there. The spirit of Antichrist. Spirit of Antichrist. I'm just going to make mention of that one. We all know that. And then strongman number 13. Unclean spirits. Unclean spirit. Zechariah chapter 13 verse 2. Zechariah chapter 13 verse 2. And it says, it shall be in that days, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land. Okay, so this manifests through false prophets.
Sure.
Strongman number 14. The spirit of divination. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 18. Now listen to this. Strongman number 14, the spirit of divination, New King James. And it says, and now it happens, as we went to prayer, that a certain girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her master much profit by fortune telling. So this spirit manifests through fortune telling,
yes,
mediums,
yes.
Horoscopes, astrology, hypnotism, and also false prophetic.
Sure.
Put on for me verse. Listen to this. Yeah, stay there. Listen to this. And it says, eish, this is a subtle thing. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men, she's speaking about Paul. And she's saying that, listen, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. This girl is speaking the truth. Go back. She's speaking the truth. She's proclaiming the truth here. She's promoting Paul's ministry. Saying that, listen, they come and the message that they carry is a message of salvation. They come to save you.
Yes, yes.
Many churches will employ this girl. Amen?
Amen.
She's speaking the right thing here. But Paul discerned.
Go deeper.
Filled with the Holy Spirit. Discerned what spirit is operating
here. Come on.
And he said, this thing is not of God. I don't like this thing. He actually got annoyed with her. Put on for me verse 18. Listen, this is how he handled it. And this she did for many days. She followed them. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirits, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.
Come on.
And he came out. Who? He? This was a slave girl.
Sure.
And he
come on.
Came out that very hour.
Come on.
When you cast this thing out, they will know, listen, they will not be able to predict anything anymore. Those fortune tellers, in the name of Jesus, I command you, come out. They will not be able to see nothing.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Spirit of divination. Strong man number 15, the last one, the spirit of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, New King James. And it says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. This manifests as rebellion, stubbornness, arrogance, disrespectfulness, and witchcraft. Spirit of disobedience. Are you guys with me?
Yes, yes.
So how do you deal? Let me end off with this, but I'm over time. How do you deal with these evil spirits? How do you deal with these strong men? First and foremost, you need to acknowledge that, listen, there are two kingdoms at war. Kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness.
Yes, that's right.
There's an invisible dimension all around us. And that's called the spiritual dimension.
Amen.
Amen. And in this spiritual dimension, we're standing against unseen forces. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And then secondly, you need to recognize that, listen, you've been given certain weapons of warfare that is not of this world. I don't know if the people are alive tonight still. Do we have any comments before I continue?
Yes, Pastor Martin. We have Nola saying, right now, I am so happy with this word. I feel like jumping up and down, yet I'm an adult. I am so happy here.
Amen. Listen, many do not know the weapons they've been given because they're unskilled in the word.
That's right.
And I've spoken on this before. You don't have to put this on in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 14, where the author said that, listen, you ought to be teachers by now, but you're still in a place where you now need to be taught the basic principles of the articles of God.
That's right.
Of the word of righteousness. And so, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, of course. And so he's saying that, listen, you are like those who are still in need of milk. Those who are still drinking the milk are unskilled in the word.
Yes, that's true.
But you ought to partake of the strong meat. For those who are doing this, they will by reason, it says that they put this into action. Put on for me verse, listen, those who by reason of use, say by use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You need to become skilled in the word.
That's right.
What does it mean to become skilled in something? When you take someone that's doing martial arts, how do they make that thing perfect? Through constant, everyday training.
Yes.
Meaning that you constantly and every day you need to train yourself in the word
Come
of
on.
God.
That's right.
In the mysteries, in the secrets, and in the revelations that is locked up in the word. When you take that and you apply it to your life, you are training your spiritual senses.
Oh,
and
yes.
When you do that, you can discern between good and evil.
That's right.
You now become skilled in the word.
Yes.
Then you'll understand the weapons that you've been given to destroy these strong men. Amen.
Amen.
Listen. Put on the screen for me 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to verse 5. Put on for me New King James. If I ask you what weapons have you been given in this battle, many will say the word, prayer. I guarantee you'll be able to mention maybe 3. What if I tell you there are more than 15 weapons that you've been given?
Come on.
In this spiritual battle, you need to be trained in each and every one of them to be effective in this war that you are facing with. More than 15 weapons. You guys with me?
Yes.
And it says, listen to this. For though we walk in the flesh, oh, I love this. We do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. For what? For the pulling down of strongholds.
That's right.
Casting down what? Listen to this. This is where the battle is taking place, is in your mind. casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Come on.
Bringing every thought into captivity.
Amen.
To the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. Put on for me the NIV. Verse 4.
This is for me.
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
Come on.
It is mighty through God. Listen, you long enough you've tried to fight this battle through your own mind and strength.
Yes,
it's not going to work.
That's right.
You have to take it into the supernatural.
Come on.
Where it carries power in God's. Where you can relax. The way that you think you should war is not the way that it should be done.
That's right.
It is not done by works. You have to relax in this battle. For it is not yours, but it is God's.
Come on.
The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, NIV, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And it says, finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Yes, yes.
For our battle, our struggle, our war is not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
But against the powers, the rulers, the authorities, the principalities of this dark and evil world. And against the evil forces operating in high places in heavenly dimensions, depending on what version you're reading. Go on for me. Listen to this. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil come, not if, but that when the day of evil come, you may be able to stand your ground. Now listen to this. And after you have done everything to stand, after you have done it through your own might and through your own power, now stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
Come on.
With the breastplate of righteousness in place.
Amen.
And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
Yes, yes.
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Come on.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Yes, yes.
What are the weapons of your warfare? I'm going to give you 18 weapons. 18 weapons. First weapon, most powerful weapon, is the Word of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the belt of truth. It is the Word of God. Understand that if you have revelation of this part of the armor, you will have revelation over the entire parts. Because that is having revelation of the living Word. Amen. I don't have too much time to go into that now. Weapon number two is peace. Shoes. It's the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Three, faith. It is the shield. Four is prayer. This is known as the javelin. This weapon can reach great distance with pinpoint accuracy.
Yes, yes.
But you will need training in this area. Point number five, thanksgiving is a weapon. Point number six, and I'm going to show you now how thanksgiving is a weapon. I'm almost done. Just give me five more minutes. Point number six is worship. It's a weapon. Point number seven, fasting is a weapon. Point number eight is your testimony.
Come on.
We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
That's right.
Point number nine is wisdom. 10, knowledge. 11, understanding. It's not the same thing. 12, revelation. 13, your imagination, your thoughts is a weapon. 14, speaking in other tongues is a weapon. 15, your tongue is a weapon. 16, redeeming the time I can't explain it now. I'll explain that tomorrow in the services. And redeeming the time. It's an ability that we as believers have, that we have, is to redeem the time. Amen?
Amen.
I can't explain it right now because of time. 17, money is a weapon.
Come on.
Point number 18, and this is the strongest weapon of them all, and that is you and I.
Oh, yes.
The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 51, verse 20, put that on for me, King James. Look at this. King James. 21. Ah, sorry. No. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 21. Is it 50? 51. 51, verse 20.
Pastor Martin, we have Erica saying, this is so
good. Give me a moment.
Good.
I want to show you this.
I have to look at this again.
Just give me a moment. All right. No, hang on. Just give me a moment. I'm going to tell you now, it's somewhere within Isaiah 50. Yeah, Jeremiah 51 verse 20. Look at this. We are God's most powerful weapon. There we go. And it says, thou art my battle axe. This is God speaking. And weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms.
Come on.
We are God's most strongest weapon.
Amen.
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 Your praise and your worship is the thing that will break you out of any bondage that you might find yourself within.
Yes.
Praise and worship. I love praise and worship. In praise and worship, your problems become small as He becomes greater.
Amen.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Listen, the Bible says, and this is the last part. It says that, and there's so much more that I wanted to get into. James chapter 4 verse 7. New King James. Look at this. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Sure.
Resist the devil. Listen, the Bible says that our battle, our wrestle, is not against flesh and blood. You need to understand this wrestling match because we give up so quickly. We tend to get up in the morning. Where's John? There's John. I spoke to him now in the office at the back, and I got very excited. This word is stirring my spirit. And I said, John, you know what happens when I wake up in the morning? The enemy goes, oh, here we go again.
Come on. Oh, yes.
Are you guys with me? He cannot stand it. When my feet touches the ground, he says, I better now run and hide.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
The enemy wonders where I'm going to attack next. I don't wonder where he's going to attack. He wonders where I'm going to attack
next.
Oh,
yes.
When I open my mouth and I speak, he better knows that my words will be sent forth with pinpoint accuracy and that it will hit the target according to the way that God has ordained it.
Come on.
Every single time.
Oh, yes.
But you need to understand what it means to resist the enemy so that he can flee from you.
Yes, that's right.
It is a wrestling match. When they wrestled in those days, it was to death. Your life depended on this match. And we tend to give up so easily. We tend to get up. When we go through a difficult situation, we think, and you say, God, help me. Where are you? Help me. Come through. And you bind this and you bind that. And nothing is happening. Saying, oh, well, day one, nothing happened. I give up. God is most probably not with me.
That's right.
No, it's a wrestling match.
Come on.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And without the proper weaponry, you will not be able to resist the enemy. He's going to hit, the blows will come through. If you do not have your faith, I don't know that this thing is fitted. Can I just take this? If you do not have your shield of faith, You don't believe in the word of God.
Come on.
You're open. You're open for attack. I can then come in and I will strike.
Come on.
I guarantee you that I will take you out.
That's right.
Without this, without faith, without believing in the word of God, you stand no chance.
Yes, yes.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
The sword, which is what? The word of God.
Come on.
If you do not have that, you can throw it down. What now?
He's exposed.
Now he's completely exposed.
Come on.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
The blows, he's open for every blow that is going to come to him. He does not believe in the word of God, therefore he cannot speak the word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the rhema spoken word of God.
Come on.
Meaning it's when the word of God becomes alive in you at certain situations and times in your life.
Yes, yes.
I'm going through this thing now and all of a sudden, I remember that I've read that and it becomes alive and I speak it with boldness.
Yes, yes.
That is when you wield the sword of the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
He's open to attack. He cannot resist. When you remove the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, you need revelation of your salvation. If you do not have revelation of your salvation, you will fall. The enemy is going to come in and attack your mind. He's going to throw lies into your mind and you will believe every lie that he speaks.
That's right.
Because you do not know the truth. The only way to overcome a lie and to stand against the lie is when you already know the truth.
Yes, yes.
You will need this imprinted in your heart.
Come on.
This needs to be alive in you, burning in your bones, locked up in your heart like holy fire.
Oh, yes.
And needs, you need to dwell in it day and night. You need to consume it and partake in it every single day. Live it.
Come on.
Put it into action. Then you pick up the sword. It will stir up your faith. Faith comes by hearing. But the thing that generates power is when you put it into action.
Come on.
Are you guys with me?
Yes, yes.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
That's right.
This resistance is a continual resisting. He's going to press and you need to press back harder. It might last for months and years. You're in a battle. It's going to last while you walk on this earth. You're going to have to resist the devil. And there are certain things that he will leave and he will flee, but he's going to come with something else again. As you level up, you will face new demons. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
I need to end. I wanted to wrestle with...
Come on.
Aiden, you're on the stage to show you something. Chris is like, yeah, let's do this. Just stand with me, please. Be far over time. I've given you the weapons of your warfare. You will need to go and study them, understand them. Train yourself in these weapons so that you can use it effectively in this, on this battleground. There's no other way that you're going to survive this. But in and through it all, the one thing that you cannot neglect is your relationship with God.
Amen.
Because everything is birthed out of that dimension. Are you guys with me? You cannot neglect that.